Nashville, Tennessee residents continue their recovery efforts after record-breaking flooding of the Cumberland River killed at least 19 people and left many homeless. One of those left homeless was a Maryville native now living in Nashville, Leslie Summa Bills, whose home exploded from a possible gas leak caused by the flooding. Video of her home on fire was broadcast nationwide, and the story of her escape from the explosion also received national attention. Bill still has several relatives living in the Maryville area and took time to talk to KXCV KRNW about last week's experience for today's Morning Choice conversation. Leslie, just talk a little bit about this situation. I'm sure everybody by now has heard of the serious nature of the flooding in the Nashville area, but from your standpoint, just talk about the situation that arose with you losing your home in such a horrific fashion there.
Well, Nashville is just a wonderful town. I've been here for over 20 years, and I now call it my home. However, I love Maryville. That's where I was born and raised. But it started raining, and just raining some more. And I have a home that that is right on the Cumberland River. And my home was probably 70 feet above the water table. So there was really not any need to buy flood insurance, but I had bought it, and I was fully covered in other ways as well. But I just kept watching the water rise and rise and rise, and it got over the first bank, and then it got into the backyard, and then it kept coming up and coming up and coming up. I had a ring of 17 stairs, you know, that comes up to my porch from that point. So I started watching the water level and counting it by the stairs. And when it got to where there were no more stairs and the water was still coming, I was standing outside on my deck, and catfish were even jumping right out of the river right onto my porch. So I was paying a lot of attention to the water. I'd been up all night long keeping an eye on that. I had a friend who was staying there with me, and he had helped me move all my antiques and different things along that line up to the second level of my home to protect them from the water in case it did come into the house. Now, my garage was flooding at this time. My garage was four steps down lower than the main level of my home. And the water had already gotten up above the doors of my car. And I was standing in there, and we were just visiting and saying, what are we going to do? And the next thing we knew, we heard this kaboom. And we opened up the garage door that is from the main house, and it had blown the garage door completely off of its tracks, and the back part of the house was on fire. We grabbed three fire extinguishers and got down into the water, which was about a little over waist high, and running to try to put the fire out. It's very difficult to see or tell the difference between smoke and the powder that is also shot out of fire extinguishers. So we thought that we had pretty much gotten it taken care of. We walked into the house at that time and out onto the front porch. Off of the back porch is where the river was, off the back deck. And the river in the main channel was clipping along at about 60 miles an hour. It had reached over over the highest levels of the water the river had ever reached in the history of them keeping weather history. And it was at that point in time at about 60-some feet. So it was clipping right along, and there was no way we could survive going off the back end. There were two dams in which we've got Percy Priest Lake and we have Old Hickory Lake, and they had released, because the pressure was coming on so strong, the Corps of Engineers opened up those dams. And with that in mind, the next thing you knew, the water was completely up and all over around the house, so I became an island. So after the blow-up, we went out onto the front porch, and we're still trying to, you know, consider the currents and how strong the water was on the front. We called 911. 911 was telling us, do not get in the water. The current will take you under, and you will drown. Get blankets. Throw the blankets into the water. Make sure you then cover your bodies with the blankets, because the chances of you blowing up are high. Do not open the garage door again. There could be a backdraft, et cetera, et cetera. I'm trying to stand there on the porch and say, do I burn to death? Do I drown? Do I burn to death? Do I drown? And about that time, I look up, and there is my angel on a jet ski, one man on a jet ski. I said, sir, please, can you look in the garage? There's smoke coming out of there. Can you tell me how bad the fire is? I held onto his jet ski. He looked into the garage and said, oh, my God, we've got to get the hell out of here. We've got to get out now. He jumped on the jet ski. I grabbed one of the dogs, and I jumped on the jet ski. My friend grabbed the other dog, and he jumped on the jet ski. In one full motion, we moved forward onto the jet ski as fast as we could to get as much weight to the front. Now, you've got to realize we had probably about 500 pounds on this jet ski with two grown big men, two dogs, and me. And we floored the jet ski, and we went forward about 20 yards, and at that point in time, the entire house exploded. And you could feel the heat of the house on our backs. I mean, it was incredible. The jet ski could only get us so far that we had to get out in the water and carry the dogs and walk over a mile and a half in water to get to the firefighters that were trying to get to us. And I know I've been the one that has gotten most of the attention because I had a house that blew up and fire, you know, versus a flood, during a flood. But there are tens of thousands of people down here that are needing help. These people have flooded. They've lost everything, just as I have. And it's a catastrophe. It's unbelievable. And it's supposed to rain again tomorrow. The water is down and has receded out, but I don't see Opryland opening, Opry Mills opening for quite some time, maybe even a couple of months. It's just, it's a mess, John.
Boy, when you talk about your angel being there at the exact right time, have you had a chance to talk to him and find out exactly why he was there at that particular moment to help you?
I certainly have. I went back today. The water was down enough that I was able to get back and see the remains of my house, which is nothing. I've got a foundation and a fireplace. That's it. And it was pretty devastating, but I stopped by his house. He had just moved into the neighborhood. I had not had a chance to meet him yet. And I knocked on his door, and I hugged his neck, and he'll be my angel forever. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have my life. So I did ask him that, and he said as the water was coming up, he had the jet ski, and it hadn't been started in like a year, so he put the plugs back on it. He wasn't even sure there was much gas in it, but he started it up, and we had another neighbor that had gone one direction, and he decided he'd come the other. So he just was checking out to see what was happening up the street, and the good Lord sent him to me.
Boy, that's just amazing. And you talked about the attention you've been able to get because of the horrific nature of the explosion of your home. You've kind of become the face of this flood situation with not only local attention, but some national attention with the video of your home.
It sure has, and I now, of course, with technology being the way that it is, I have friends throughout the world, and I've been getting calls from Spain and Saudi Arabia and Italy and New Zealand and Canada, and Facebook has just gone crazy. Of course, I don't have a computer yet. I've been unable to get there to get that. I'm just taking it step by step, trying to create my identity again. My purse wasn't, you know, my driver's license, all credit cards, everything blew up. I have no traces of the numbers. I have nothing. So I'm in the same situation as so many others are. And it's such a surreal and lost feeling. I'm in radio, and I've been in radio for over 20-some years. And here in Music City, I've done a lot of benefits for a lot of people. And I've never, ever thought I'd be on the receiving end. And my Lord, people have just come out of the woodwork. And just the heartfelt love that even strangers have come up and given me is just amazing. There is a reason why they call Tennessee the volunteer state. I certainly have experienced that.
Boy, from watching and hearing the coverage coming out of Nashville, I think that's the one thing that's coming out of this is just the volunteer efforts that you're getting from all walks of life of people helping out in the Nashville area.
I was at TJ Maxx just trying to buy myself some jeans or something to put on, and this woman, my father had called, and I was talking to him and filling him in on, you know, different things. Of course, they've been so frightened and scared, and, you know, and they've only been able to see me through the video and everything else that has happened. But this woman walked up to me, and tomorrow she is taking me to go shopping, and she's paying for it all. She's taking me shopping, and she's taking me to, like, Saks and places like that. And I don't know her from Adam, you know? It's just bizarre. The clothing and things that people have given to me have been new and used, but what I'm not using, I've actually kind of become my own goodwill center. I'm recycling them, taking them back to more flood victims that are, you know, even down on the street that I'm from, on Pennington Bend and down in the Opryland area. If they can't use them, it's going straight to Goodwill. So, you know, this is something, man. This is just, it's horrific, but it sure does show you what the human spirit has to offer, and I have so much to be thankful for.
When you talk about that, now that obviously a long way to go here, and still trying to essentially assess the situation, but where do you go from here to start rebuilding for you?
Well, State Farm is where I had all of my insurance, and they jumped in immediately. Now, I'm getting a little bit more faster results than most people, because most people flooded. You know, with mine, it exploded, so it is covered not on the flood insurance, it's covered on the homeowner's insurance. So right now I've at least met with him, and we're deciding, you know, what is next, how much coverage I had, when they can get me a check. But this is a long process. So you have to go through and list everything. Try to remember everything that you had in your home. Try to get receipts of what they were valued at. You get antiques and things like that. You've got to go to collectors and ask them, you know, what I had something similar to that. What would you value that for? It's going to be a long, long process. I had autographed footballs from Super Bowl footballs from John Elway and my friends from Denver. I had boxing gloves that were signed by Hitman Hearns and Smokin' Joe Frazier and you know, more and more and more. How do you put a value on that? You know, this is going to be a long, long process. We have to recreate my house and what it would cost to build the exact same house today, you know, and it just goes on and on and on. So I can only imagine, you know, it's going to be a long process for people who are in this city, because the insurance adjusters and everything else are, pardon the pun, flooded, you know?
no doubt about that. And, of course, Leslie, being from Maryville originally, you might talk about some things you want some of your family and friends here in the Maryville area to know about things right now.
Well, I'm just fine, and I'm going to be fine, and I'm so proud to be from such a strong family. That's the Soma family, Soma Implement, and I'm just proud to have their genes in me in order to carry this off and keep, look at the positive side. They always taught me to find humor in every situation, and boy, I'm digging deep, but I'm finding humor, and I'm making other people smile too. I have a sister-in-law there who's been quite ill that works at the university, and I mean, it's nothing. This is nothing compared to what she's going through. And so if she can do it, man, I can too. And I just want everybody out there to know that Nashville will recover. We're a great city, and please come down and see us sometime as soon as we get it cleaned up.
All right, well, Leslie, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you, John. God bless.
All right, that's Leslie Soma Bills of Nashville, originally from Maryville. I'm John Coffey, and that's your Morning Choice Conversation.